The people of Israel more important than he himself.
这种人配神把权柄给他。
These men deserve that God grants them authority.
不看自己的地位、自己的名誉，比人更重要。
You regard your name and title more important than other people.
这种人神不会赐给他权柄。
These people that God will not grant them authority.
还有一个例子可以看出来。
Another example we can also see.
他不愿意王宫的快乐。
And Moses will forsake the pleasure of a palace.
他愿意跟他的同胞一同受苦。
And he is willing to suffer with his people.
他牺牲他自己的享受。
And he forsake his own enjoyment.
他跟他的同胞在一起，受苦的生活。
And he suffer along with his brethren.
这是他牺牲他自己。
That he forsake himself.
那么再有一点呢？
And then another point,
他跑到山上去祷告。
And he went on the mountain to pray.
用四十昼夜在那里祷告。
And then he prayed 40 days and 40 nights.
这是一个他牺牲他自己。
And that is he sacrificed himself.
就神把一个权柄赐给一个人。
So God gave authority to a man.
不是没有原因的。
It is not without a reason.
乃是有原因的。
But for a very good reason.
所以一个有权柄的人。
Or a man with authority.
他对自己是一个舍己的人。
And he is a self-forsaking man.
他对神是一个关系很好的人。
A man who has a very good relationship with God.
他对人呢是一个能够交通的人。
A man who can communicate with others easily.
所以神把权柄赐一个人了。
So therefore, God grant him authority.
他有三个条件。
God has three conditions.
一个条件怎么对付他自己？
Number one, how he regard himself.
一个条件，他怎么对神
？Two, how he regard God.
一个条件，他怎么对人
？Number three, how he get along with others.
所以地方教会讲究权柄。
So the local church talk about authority.
但是这个权柄是赐给这样的人。
But this authority is granted to this manner of man.
这样的人他才配能够得权柄。
This manner of man deserves God's authority.
那么第四，地方教会主张什么呢
？Number four, what does the local church command?
他主张教会两种要紧的真理。
And the local church command two important truths.
一种是讲教会的真理。
And that one is the truth of the church.
一种是讲生命的真理。
And also two is the spiritual life.
教会是什么呢
？What is a church？
以弗所书说教会是他的身体。
Book of Ephesians says church is Christ's body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled with it was filled with God who possesses all.
这个意思是说，教会好像一个器皿。
The church is like a vessel.
好像说一个碗是一个器皿。
It's like a bowl.
一个杯子也是一个器皿。
Like a cup.
那这个碗要做什么呢
？What is the bowl used for?
你可以把饭装在里面。
You can put rice in it.
那么一个杯呢，你可以把水装在里面。
And a cup can put water in it.
照样，教会也是如此的。
And likewise, a church.
神要把他的万有摆在他里面。
And God would like to fill his abundancy into the vessel of a church.
如果神把万有摆在教会里面
，If God provide his bounty for the church,
那么神行的教会也会行。
So that what God asks, the church will likewise act.
神有的，教会也会有。
And what God has, church has.
所以你看呢，今天的教会应该是如此的。
Church, what a church ought to be today.
但是教会怎么样能够成功到这个地步呢
？But how can church become like that?
它是做神万有的器皿。
To become a vessel of the Almighty God.
那有一个条件就是同心合意。
There was a condition is that you will have the same mind and you will be united.
如果一个教会能够达到同心合意呢
？If a church can be united together.
它真正就能够做神万有的器皿。
And they can be a fitting vessel for God's use.
我讲一件实在的例子给各位听。
I give you a real example.
Billy Graham 到台北讲道。
Billy Graham went to Taipei to preach.
那么我们组织一个 Billy Graham 的布道会。
We organized a Billy Graham preparation group.
我是这个聚会里面一个要紧的负责人。
And I'm one of the main person in charge.
有多少个教会参加这一个组织呢
？And how many church come to belong to this organization？
有120几个教会。
Some 120 churches.
还有所有的教会通通都组织起来。
And almost all the churches in Taipei.
我们第二件事去请蒋夫人来做顾问。
We asked Madam Chang to be a consultant.
为什么我们这样做？
Why do we do that?
因为 Billy Graham 到哪一个国家？
Because Billy Graham, no matter where he goes,
他看那个总统，看那个皇帝。
And he visit the king, he visit the president.
所以呢，我们有请我们的第一夫人来去做这个聚会的一个顾问。
So we asked the first lady to also be a consultant.
那么蒋夫人很高兴答应了。
And Madam Chang gladly accepted.
我们去借一个大的 stadium， 一个大的球场。
We went to borrow a big stadium.
那个球场是属于政府的。
It belonged to the government.
政府就批准给我们借的。
And the government gave permission for us to borrow.
那么到第一晚天晚上开始开会
，and then at the very first night，
所有的位置通通坐满人
，and every seat was filled。
那么而且没有位置坐的站在那里很多
，and many people were standing。
我跑出来祷告
，and then I came to pray。
哇，高兴得不得了
！I was really happy。
因为这个聚会做得很成功。
This was a very successful meeting.
所以那一天的祷告，大概我声音也很大。
That day when I was praying, perhaps I was praying out loud.
好像要叫神看看我们做得很不错。
And I like to show God how well we did.
那么那一天晚上信主很多很多人。
Many people came to accept the Lord.
过一个礼拜，另外一个教会也开布道会。
And a week later, another church also had an evangelistic meeting.
他们也是借那个球场。
And they also borrow the same stadium.
我就说这个教会胆子很大。
And then I was saying, that church is a very daring church.
我们有120几个教会。
We have 120 churches.
我们还有一个讲夫人。
We have Madam Jack.
我们还有一个世界最有名的讲员。
We have Billy Graham, the most famous evangelist.
还能够踢出这个场面。
We can fill the stadium.
你只有一个教会。
And you are only one little church.
而且你的讲员国语还讲不清楚。
They say your 这个your speaker cannot even speak perfect Mandarin.
如果开起会来人数不多就很丢人的。
He says if you have that meeting and very few people attend, it will be face losing face.
没有想到他们把会开出来了。
But I did not expect they had that meeting.
那个球场全部坐满。
The stadium was filled.
以后就用这个比邻电视拉到一个礼堂去。
But they have a projecting screen, another church. Close circuit TV.
然后呢，那一个礼堂也全部坐满了。
And also, the other church was also filled to capacity.
他们又把这个比邻电视拉到一个公园去。
They have the close circuit TV to a park.
那个公园也全部坐满了。
And the park was filled.
人数比 Billy Graham 大多一倍多以上。
And it double the attendance of a Billy Graham crusade.
哎呀，那一天我真是觉得很奇怪。
And then I was really curious.
100多个教会不如他一个教会。
He says over 100 church cannot, you know, exceed this one church.
一个世界最有名的讲员。
A most famous preacher in the world.
我们不如他一个过于讲不清楚的讲员。
And cannot outdo a preacher who cannot even speak Mandarin clearly.
以后我发现一个缘故。
And then I discover something.
我们120几个教会的联合。
We have get together 120 church.
只有120几个牧师的联合。
Only about 100 pastors show up.
他的教会的信徒并不联合。
And they are the member of the congregation. And not united.
这个教会完全不一样。
but not this church.
他从传道人到信徒。
He says from the pastor down to the member of the congregation.
全部出来行动。
Everyone take part.
他用四千人做这一个布道队。
And they use 4,000 people to be the gospel team.
每一个人拿着一个灯笼。
And everybody carry a lantern.
在台北四十条的街上游行。
And they are parading themselves on 40 blocks.
把那个街上的人通通带到了聚会里面去。
And they guide all the people from the street to the meeting.
所以一个教会同心合意。
But if a church are united,
神就在他们中间同工。
And God will be their co-worker.
因为这个缘故呢
，Because of this reason,
他们做的成绩比我们成绩还要好。
They have reached a goal better than what we have reached.
所以一个教会应该着重教会真理。
And a church should emphasize the truth of the church.
所谓教会真理呢
？As what I mean by the truth of the church,
不是一个传道人跟一些长老们在斗。
It is not. The pastor or the elders are rather active.
那是上到下团体通通动。
But from the top to the bottom, mobilized.
这是地方教会要讲究这个真理。
And the local church must emphasize that particular truth.
那么地方教会要讲究生命的真理。
The local church also should emphasize life.
什么叫做生命真理呢
？What is meant by the truth concerning life?
你看。圣经讲教会
the scripture talk about church
他用很多东西来比喻教会
he used many things to make analogous to a church
他特别讲灯台的比喻教会
talk about the church as a light
可是这个灯台是什么灯台呢
what is a light tower
灯台是金灯台
it's a gold it's a gold tower
而且讲金金的灯台Pure gold,
the pure gold lampstand.
啊，你看这个为什么讲金讲灯台
？Why is talking about a golden lampstand?
为什么讲金金讲灯台
？Why did they talk about a golden lampstand?
金是代表神性。
A gold represents the character of God.
那么金金是什么意思呢 ？Pure gold.
What is pure gold?
就是里面没有杂质。
That is without it's a pure gold without other alloy.
你看这个经里讲这乘数的，好像九九五、九九六。
The gold is go by percentage and 99% and 99.5%.
你这个乘数越高呢？
If more pure the gold,
这个价值越高
it's more valuable is the gold.
我想这是今天教会要走的路。
That is the path for church to follow.
你看，我们没有信耶稣的时候
，when before we come to believe Christ,
只有一个我
，we have only myself.
我信仰耶稣的时候呢
，and after I accept Jesus,
我多了一个他
，I have him.
所以一个我跟一个他
，and me and him,
两个人混在一起
，and we are joined together.
所以在属灵的上面。
As spiritually speaking,
常常有很多困难。
We have a lot of difficulty.
那么你看，我们常常讲属灵。
Very often we talk about spiritual.
我常常听人家讲圣灵充满。
We also talk about people being filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看什么叫做圣灵充满
？What is meant by being filled or full of being full of the Holy Spirit?
今天如果你跑到台湾去。
Today, if you go to Taiwan,
这个已经成了一个很大的气候。
It became an atmosphere.
到处都在追求圣灵充满。
And everybody is seeking to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
可是什么叫做圣灵充满
？What is meant by being filled by the Holy Spirit?
我想用约翰第三章。
And I think in John chapter 3,
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He says, He must increase, I must decrease.
就他越来越多。
That he increased more and more.
我越来越少。
I have less and less.
这个就叫做圣灵充满。
This is meant by filled by the Holy Spirit.
今天很多不讲究这个。
Many people today, many people do not emphasize that.
教会讲究方法。
They talk about church, they emphasize methodology.
教会讲究活动。
They talk and emphasize activities.
这个不是教会要走的路。
This is not what the church ought to follow.
特别是年纪轻的人。
Especially youth.
他从那个眼睛看得见，你就去讲究。
They emphasize what they can see.
他不讲究，那个眼睛看不见。
They do not emphasize what the eyes cannot see.
所以教会的问题出了一大堆。
So therefore, the church has all kinds of problems.
那么所以呢，今天应该讲究什么呢
？Today, what should we emphasize?
讲究生命的追求。
We must emphasize spiritual growth.
什么叫做生命的追求呢
？What is mean spiritual growth?
人的成分越来越少。
That is the element of man.
神的成分就越来越多。
Elements of man are decreased, and the elements of God increase.
这地方教会讲究的路。
This is what the local church should emphasize.
如果这条路跑上去了
，If we walk along this path,
这个同心合意才能够达到这个地步。
And then we can be united.
如果这条路跑不上去
，If we do not follow this,
同心合意跑不上去的。
We are unable to be able to unite.
所以保罗才讲一句话。
So therefore, Paul says,
我定义不知道别的。
He says, I'm determined not to know anything.
我知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But to know Christ and Him crucified.
这里面有两个名词。
Here are two terms.
一个是耶稣基督。
One is that Jesus Christ.
一个是钉十字架。
And the other is that Him crucified.
耶稣基督是生命。
Jesus Christ is the life.
十字架是生命的路。
And the cross is the path to life.
什么叫做生命的路
？What is the path to life?
生命的路就是耶稣在我身上越来越多。
And the path to life is that Jesus manifests Himself more and more in me.
我在我里面自己越来越少。
And that I myself is getting less and less.
这是叫做生命的路。
This is the path to life.
如果一个教会不走这条路呢
？If a church do not walk along that path,
那这个教会呢？就会变成社会一样。
And the church will become like a society.
所以地方教会要讲究什么呢
？And what is a local church should emphasize?
要讲究教会跟讲究生命的路。
It should emphasize life and emphasize.
那么地方教会还要讲究什么呢
？And what would the local church emphasize?
要讲究通俗跟讲究真实。这个开荒跟讲究啊，这个种植。
It should emphasize breaking new grounds and pioneering work.
什么叫做拓殖呢
？What is pioneering work?
拓殖就无中生有。
And that is from nothing to become something.
什么叫做增值呢？
What it means to have fighting?
增值是有了再有。
增值 is to grow, talk about growth from a little to more.
这是地方教会要讲究要走的路。
And that is what a local church should emphasize.
拓殖跟增值不一样。
And breaking ground and growth are two different issues.
拓殖就是说那个地方没有信耶稣的人。
To break ground means that a certain place have people who nobody knows Christ.
我们有一些人到那里去传。
So some of us go there to preach.
那里本来没有人信耶稣。
There was no one who believed in Christ.
以后就变成有人信耶稣。
And there are people, they gradually come to accept Christ.
这是叫做无中中生有。
This means to break ground, to from nothing to have something.
那么还有一种叫做这个增值。
And the other one is talking about growth.
这是有了再有。
That is, they have something to could make it increase.
好像这里在 Simi Valley.
They just talk about Simi Valley.
那么Simi Valley 有五六家基督徒。
Simi Valley have four or five families who are Christians.
那么 Simi Valley 那五六家基督徒，他就成为一个聚会。
So the four or five families they became a fellowship group.
那么这个聚会以后就成为一个教会。
And then later on they became a church.
我以为生命这两个东西，这两个字。
And when I talk about life,
会长才叫做生命。
And life is in order, life entails growth.
不会长不叫做生命。
If without growth, there is no life.
我常常看见有很多的教会。
Often I see many churches.
它三年还是一个教会。
And the 3 years, they still one church.
四年还是一个教会。
10 years, they still one church.
就是过了三年，他还是那几个人。
And after 3 years, still the same people are there.
四年还是那几个人。
After 10 years, still the same people attending.
这个教会是不正常的。
That's not a normal church.
一个真正的教会不应该如此的。
A real church ought not to be that way.
我们人也在长。
We are growing in our body.
我身体长到一个地步不长了。
And our body ceases to grow after a while.
但是我脑在长。
But our mind are growing.
这个长就不能停止的。
And the growth cannot be stopped.
所以地方教会应该讲究做的。
So therefore, local church must emphasize this word part.
用真字来讲。
It is through growth.
用这个拓字来讲。
It's through breaking ground.
那么叫这个教会能够一直长出去。
So the church will grow in this way.
这是第五点。
The fifth point.
第六点呢
？The sixth point.
地方教会应该讲究造就工传道人。
And a local church should edify preachers.
我常常，我最近用一个名词。
I often use a certain term.
自己生或者外面抱。
You give birth through yourself or to get other people's kids.
自己生来养最好。
If you grow within your own family, that's better.
如果自己生不出来
，But if you cannot have your own kid,
那直接到外面去抱一个来养。
You can't adopt one.
就是没有办法。
That is, you have. Really, you have no way.
但是自己生最好。
But it's better to have your own kid.
但是外面抱来养也不算不好。
But to adopt one is not a bad thing.
那么所以呢，地方教会应该讲究这个。
So the local church should emphasize that.
自己要产出传道人。
That you have to have the preacher come out of your midst.
他要真自己好，他要拓字也好。
Whether he wants to do pioneering work or he wants to help other church to grow,
才能有传道人派出去来做这个工作。
You will send evangelist outside.
不然的话，他就没有这个人才来做这个工作。
But if you do not try to cultivate your own leadership, you will have no one to lead others.
但是传道人怎么产生？
But how would a preacher, a pastor will be raised?
不错，现在用神学来产生。
So true. Some go to theological seminary.
我现在负责三个神学的董事长。
I'm a trustee of three theological seminaries.
所以就明白我不是反对神学。
So you understand that I'm not against.
如果我反对神学，我就不会做三个神学的董事长。
If I'm against theological seminary, I will not be trustee to three of them.
但是今天工人的产生。
But today, when the how the workers come about,
如果光靠神学是不正常的。
But if we only depend on theological seminary, then that is not healthy.
那工人怎么产生出来
？But how does the workers are coming out?
我以为不是叫出来。
It is
教导的叫出来。
是叫出来。
不是叫出来。
It is not through education.
工人的产生是带出来。
It is through guidance.
带的比较要紧。
Guidance is more important than teaching.
耶稣基督跟那十二个门徒。
And Jesus Christ with the 12 disciples.
这十二个门徒是用带出来的。
And these 12 disciples is got out through leadership.
他不只是讲给他听。
Not only he only talked to them about it.
不只做给他看。
Not only set an example for them.
而且活给他看。
But as a living example.
我以为工人的产生。
I think that how a pastor or preacher come about.
应该是用带，不是光光用教。
It is through guidance, not only through teaching.
所以地方教会应该注重产生工人。
So the local church should really emphasize leadership training.
那么最后一点呢，地方教会 应该讲究教会就是学校。
And then last point is that we should emphasize is that the local church is a school.
有圣经根据。
And this has a biblical base.
耶稣口里面从来不讲信徒两个字。
And Jesus never used the word disciple.
你从圣经里面没有看见耶稣用信徒这两个字。
Jesus never used the word disciples,
believers. 他是用 disciple, 用门徒这两个字。
I see. Jesus used the word disciple and not believers.
门徒就是学生。
Disciples is as learner.
那么所以呢，教会应该就是学校。
And therefore, church ought to be a school.
那么就是，既然是学校的，全教会都应该要学习。
Since church is a school, the whole church should learn.
我想这些是地方教会的内容。
But this is the content of local church.
如果地方教会往着这条路走
，So if the local church walk along this way,
那么就能够回到使徒的时代。
So we can return to the time of Acts.
我看见今天的教会。
And today's churches,
离开使徒时代太远了。
They have departed too far away from the time of Acts.
所以应该回到原初。
We ought to return to the time.
因为我都是零零碎碎地提这些。
So I'm just gathering information here there for you.
所以只有用原则性的来给大家做思想。
And just give you some principle for you to guide you.
所以你问我地方教会的定义
，You ask me the definition of a local church。
我以为地方教会没有什么特别的定义。
I think there is no special definition for a local church。
如果说有定义呢
？But as if you talk about a special definition of a local church，
一般教会有名义来做墙，或者用亮光做墙。
And the church will bring build a wall by a name or by a certain light they receive as truth.
地方教会没有墙。
The local church is without a wall.
把人分在外面。
It's to keep people out.
地方教会跟所有的教会都能够有一样的来往。
A local church can fellowship with any true believers.
那么你问我地方教会的特性。
If you ask me special characteristic of a local church,
我认为特性就是长老智慧。
The special characteristic is that it is overseen by elders.
不是牧师智慧。
It is not pastor administer the church.
为什么是长老智慧，不是牧师智慧
？Why is the it is administer through elders and not pastor?
因为地方教会尊重传道人的职分。
Because the local church respect the role of a pastor.
让他专心祈祷传道为事。
So that he can devote himself to preaching and to praying.
好叫传道人有道可传。
So therefore, the pastor will have something to say when he preaches.
所以虽然是长老智慧。不是牧师智慧。
So even though it is administered by elders and not by pastor,
但是这个是尊重传道人，这是不是不做传道人传兵。
This is to respect the pastor and not to take authority away from him.
因为到了传道人有道可传。
When a pastor has a real message to give,
传道人能够注重这个祷告的生活。
And if a pastor can devote himself to prayer,
传道人的权威就来了。
And then the authority of the pastor will be established.
因为传道人的权威是从道来的。
And the pastor's authority is derived from the message he gives.
从他的祷告来的。
It derives from the prayer he prays.
那么这样呢，这个一个教会的里面呢，这一个有道可以供养羊群的需要。
When he had a message able to feed the flock.
所以有的人说地方教会是长老智慧就不够传道人权柄。
Some said that the elder leadership of the church take away the authority of a pastor.
我以为这个看法完全错了。
I think they are entirely mistaken.
我在我教会里面不做事务工作。
And I, in my church, I do not do menial tasks.
但是我在我教会的里面。
But in my church,
一句话就好像皇帝的圣旨一样。
My word is like a word came from out of a word of a king.
为什么能够达到这个地步呢
？Why my word was so respected?
我甚至到一个地步。
Even to the extent,
我不给信徒证婚
and I do not conduct marriages.
因为我认为这个工作平常的长老人可以做。
I think that the elders can do that.
那么我把我的时间都是做什么
？And my time, what do I do with my time?
我用在祈祷跟读圣经上面。
And I was there to pray and also to read the Bible.
并没有减少我的权威。
But I did not diminish my authority.
我在教会里面照样有权威。
I have.Authority in the church.
所以呢，我不以为长老智慧就是不多牧师的权柄。
I do not think that administration by elders take away the authority of the pastor.
一个牧师有多数的时间祈祷跟传道，他更有权柄。
And if a pastor has more time to read the Bible, more time to pray, he has greater authority.
所以我讲了一些复复杂杂的事情。
And I have talked about a lot of little complicated issues here and there.
也许是我个人的看法。
Maybe they are only my view.
你们不赞成也都无所谓。
And if you don't agree with me, that's quite okay.
那么底下好像有点时间给大家讨论。
And perhaps now we have some time for discussion.